Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101,
this is the Fox. This time yesterday, remember we were talking about your haircut. So, Nick, you went and got your haircut and it took a long time, 35 minutes to get there. Well, you thought it was a long time.
Over to Heidelberg.
Amateur.
Valiant Barbers. Shout out to the people that make this head look half decent.
And then when you were talking about heading over there, you brought up Bell Street and it started this conversation.
Bell Street is the worst road in Melbourne at all times.
Punt Road's worse.
You reckon?
Oh.
Punt Road versus Bell Street. Bell Street is a nightmare.
Now, this is an interesting area. It is a very interesting area because you two were passionately in your corners. And then what we did yesterday, we actually did this, put up a post on our Instagram and asked people what is the worst street in Melbourne. And 131060, we're opening the phones now too. Let's talk about traffic congestion and the worst roads.
Does Bell Street have a nickname?
No, just swear a lot at it.
Punt Road's got a nickname.
Yeah, I know. But Punt Road will clear up at different times of the day.
When?
Well, I think Bell Street is a nightmare at all times. I've never cruised down Bell Street. It's never happened.
I've driven on Punt. I used to live off Punt Road.
Hang on, back to the nickname, Punt Road Car Park?
No, it's...
No.
Oh, what is it?
Just take away the P.
No, don't. No more info, Bev.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
I used to live on Punt Road or off Punt Road, and that road is never not busy. So I don't know. You live north side, so you wouldn't get it.
I still drive.
My car works there.
Yeah, well, does it? You don't have a car.
I do.
You got a pushy.
I do have a pushy and a car.
Oh, hero.
Look out.
Whoa!
Look out, BRW
old
top
double
200.
Banger. Double platinum's got two of everything.
Punt Road, Bell Street. We also heard Plenty Road in Bundoora.
Oh, yeah, that's a nightmare.
That was Lower probably, Plenty. In terms of Instagram, that got the most votes for being the worst road.
That's a stinker.
Yeah, Epping Road didn't come off quite well.
Westgate's not fun either, coming off King's Way.
That's true, isn't
it? King's Way's a nightmare. Traffic's a nightmare.
131060, though, let's talk about this. And maybe we can draw it to the attention of our government. Maybe Dan Andrews can get involved with some of these roads. They might need a bit of help.
I concur.
Jay in Noble Park. Hi, Jay.
How you going?
Good, Jay. What is there a busier road than Punt or Bell?
I'm not sure because I haven't been on those roads in like the afternoonish or like peak time.
Mm.
But I reckon South Road, Moorabbin, is the filthiest road.
filthiest. I like
that. Just over the over filthy. The Nepean there as you go towards the Dingley Bypass. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I work at Harvey Norman, so
Harvey Norman. That's where I went. I went to that Harvey Norman. Great spot. Yeah.
There you go. I was going back home. I go home back maybe every 3:30. I start leaving.
Yeah, school and traffic. You've got school traffic. A little bit of school traffic.
You just can't go out in those hours. Between 3 and 4:30, don't go on the road.
I just like to know how the lights work.
Just leave them there.
Just leave the kids.
Because you know how when you drive up to like a light, so you know when I drive to work sometimes and I get out and I push the button to make it go quicker?
Yes.
Now, what's the time cycle on these things? Because like if I drove down, say, South Road now and got over, the lights will just change.
Yeah.
Because I'm there. But during the day, the traffic builds up so much because they let the Nepean Highway flow quicker and they wait for the people turning on. It just takes ages. And that's how the traffic congests.
Yes.
That's my theory.
It's a good theory. Busier time of day, busier traffic.
But they should be on the same time cycle.
Sorry,
they change the time cycle, the lights. So obviously they don't. If I drove now, it'll turn quicker. The lights will go red to green.
Yeah, because they've got to give Nepean. Because imagine you can't have that Nepean Highway being a car park. That'd
be a
disaster.
That's not fair on the people turning on.
Bad luck.
Cop that. Anyway.
Natalie in Cranbourne. Hi, Nat.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
You're good.
You sound pretty happy. You're obviously not in peak hour traffic at the moment.
Not yet.
What's the road that gets you?
Clyde Road in Berwick.
Nightmare.
At 3:30. Absolutely appalling. It's the worst.
Why is it bad? What makes it bad?
Okay,
it's the only road.
On Clyde Road, down one end, they've got Chisholm Tate. Down the other end, they've got a high school. Then right in the middle, really smart planning, they've got a public hospital and they've got a private hospital.
Yeah,
so everything.
That is terrible
all
town
the
planning.
At 3:30, and so all those people are trying to get home. sometimes it can take over an hour to get just out this little street, and going, it's the worst.
Going towards Berwick, Boxy, on your left, you've got the TAFE, and on the right, you've got all your Maccas, and then you've got the train station, you've got the hospital.
It actually sounds like chockers, you could live on that street your whole life.
And just
sounds like you could be born there,
yes.
Then you're eating at Maccas, then you're at school, then you go to TAFE. Then you get old, you're back in the hospital. Bang. Yes. And you have to leave Clyde Road.
Andrew used to live on Clyde Road back in the day.
Do you get the feeling, even speaking to Nat, there would be certain, like the guy that planned Berwick didn't have kids. That was a single man.
Yeah.
He had not thought that through.
This is sort of like Berwick, like High Street is there, and it's sort of it used to be farmland on the right hand side.
Well,
and now they've turned all that into residential, and that's where they've just plonked everything.
See, I grew up out the other way, out at Hoppers, and now it's the same freeway, but they keep adding new, there's Williams Landing and Truganina, they just keep adding suburbs, but there's still only one road.
Yeah. You know?
That's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Luke in Frankston. Hey, Luke.
How are you going, guys?
Good, Luke. What's the worst road for congestion in Melbourne?
Has to be the Monash, and they need to sort it out bad.
Now, Luke, 80Ks, why are they doing 80Ks?
I have no idea.
Oh, my
idea,
God,
mate,
it's frustrating.
I'm Frankston to Avalon every day, and I did it through the whole of COVID, which wasn't too bad. But now that the traffic's back, oh, my God.
Oh, Luke,
he meant to stick to that number. See, I'm on my P's. I just thought that was like a recommendation.
A suggestion?
Yeah.
No.
Try go over for a bit.
Yeah. I thought that's why all those cameras are going off. They're like, this kid's nailing it. Let's get a photo of him.
On a separate note, have you noticed, I don't know whether I should bring this up, but because I use the Eastern quite a bit because we're, you know, my parents are in Wonga Park, so I'm often doing that. And that used to be, well, it still might be a peak hour disaster, but that's awful in peak hour. But why are there no speed cameras on the Eastern?
Check your Wonga Park address and a letterbox.
Well, no, maybe they're all going somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, shouldn't have brought that up. Gabby in East Brighton. Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Gabby, what's the worst road? In fact, are you on one right now?
Yeah, I'm on Punt Road at the moment. And fair note coming from down this way, it should normally take about 20 minutes to get in the city. I've been going for over 45.
Yeah. Punt Road, man. Thanks, Gab.
Just be thankful you're not on Bell Street.
Gabby gets it.
101.9 The Fox.
Ooh, news on one of our favourite families. Let's chat royal family. Meghan, Harry, Wills and Lizzie. That's a very upbeat jingle for what is not necessarily an upbeat story. Prince Philip is still fine.
Kicking?
He's good. He's in hospital recovering. They have said he'll be in there in a week.
Just an infection, wasn't
it? Yeah, an infection. Yeah. So he's just resting and he's under observation. Good on Philip. He's a strong...
He's a trooper.
He is, absolutely. A 99.
Mate, good effort. Good knock.
Very good. Although, see, and this is a bit macabre what I'm about to say because it's not great, but there are...
I don't like it when you go macabre.
I know you don't. I know you certainly don't like macabre. But so I think everybody may realise this, but when people get older, very high profile people, television networks, news services, they get their obituaries ready.
Oh, yes.
So they're still alive and kicking. And there'd be Australian celebrities right now. The, you know, TV networks and the journalists have already got their obituary ready. So when they pass...
That is grim, isn't it?
It's so grim, isn't
Imagine
it?
Imagine that job.
Yeah.
Isn't that grim?
I was speaking to Alex about that. I said, because I thought he was going to die three days ago when the prince went in and seen him. So someone right now has written all different articles on the front page of how he died and what, like,
of course.
Wow.
Well, think
Imagine
about this
job.
For Philip 99. They would have had them for 20 years. Yeah. They've sat there.
Yeah.
They've had, and they probably have to keep reworking them.
The
and good
Queen
on
would
him.
Have some too.
Oh, of course. Yeah. The Queen, I think this is a fact. The Queen already knows she's planned what happens when she dies.
Gee, she's good, isn't she?
Well, that's a pretty morbid thing.
Yeah.
So because there'll be, there'll probably be a day off, there'll be a procession.
We'll get a day
She's
off.
All across what will happen, where the hearse will drive and who'll be accompanying it. That's all done with her. How grim is that? But anyway, yesterday, the Sydney Morning Herald,
grim.
They jumped the gun. And this is the problem when you get obituaries ready.
Oh.
They went early.
Wow.
They called it.
Love
so the Sydney Morning Herald yesterday published that he'd passed away, Prince Philip. Very quickly had to take
that one down. What'd they write?
He gone.
he
did. Out at 99.
Said, no, that's... I was just reading the actual health update that was issued by the... That's a really good point.
Prince Philip.
The article just said Prince Philip through the years, and it appeared in the obituary section. So it didn't actually clearly say he'd passed, but in the obituary section of the paper, they had Prince Philip through the years and all now,
Did they apologise after that, or did they just keep digging? You know, he's back. Prince Philip the zombie.
I'd have
again.
I think they just subtly pulled it and hope no one noticed.
Prince Philip fails to get letter from Queen out at 99.
Oh,
ouch, that hurts.
It's a great headline though.
You asked me this the other day though.
Yeah.
Does when he turns 100, does he get a letter from the Queen?
Mate, that's all I want. Like, hey babe, well done. Made it. Here's a letter. See you later. I don't know.
I reckon he gets more than a letter.
What do you...
Like a kiss, a hug. It's his wife.
Wow.
It's his wife.
Can I tell you, my great-grandma made it to 104, and at her 100th birthday, my pa, her son, read out all the letters that she received for her 100th birthday. He absolutely stuffed it. He opened with the Queen and then closed with the Labor official from Ballarat. Oh, who cares, bro? End on the Queen.
101.9 The Fox.
Look, you don't have to be watching maths or even like maths to relate to this. Last night, we met Bryce and his beautiful now wife, Melissa, and lovely. We loved Melissa. And don't get me wrong. No. Bryce, we know he works for our company. Yeah. He's works at a radio station in Canberra. He's part of the Fox FM family. But Melissa, just really nice girl.
Hadn't been with him for 12 years.
And last night on Maths, they did the honesty box where they were honest. So I'm just going to paint this picture, even if you're not watching it. So they've just spent the night together intimately. So that's all happened in their relationship. They're really together.
They got it on.
Then they have an honest chat.
I gathered.
Where Melissa has just said to Bryce, she's just said, I just thought you were hot from the minute I saw you. I told my pop he's really hot. And then in Bryce's, I'm going to say lack of wisdom, I'd say that to his face, he decided to be what I think is just too honest.
I'll be completely honest. I've always gone for the blonde hair, blue eyes, tan kind of girl, and someone's like usually taller. I can't just say hi. I'd 100% come up to you in a bar and be like, come up and buy you a drink, because I don't know. But definitely when I first saw you, I was like, okay, not my type, but yeah, I've got blonde hair. She's not ugly.
Oh. Idiot.
So then poor Melissa's been in tears crying because she's... Yeah. See,
he only met her 3 days ago.
Yeah, and
lie.
What's she expecting? You're dealing with a bloke called Bryce. You know what I mean? It's like he's going to say something that's off. You know, that's fine.
Yeah, it's a bad. It's a mistake, Boxy.
Well, I know. And 131060, we want to hear about when someone was maybe too honest with you, or did you make the mistake and you were too honest? Because I think we've all had these stories, and maybe as a woman, I feel like I've definitely had them. I can think of twice in two relationships. One of my first relationships, like back when I was 18, and you're a teenager. Like you're still just trying to build your self-confidence. And my boyfriend at the time, and I get this. I now understand this in terms of my body shape. I am short and I have short legs. And I remember I was wearing shorts. And
I would have gone, no, you don't.
Well, he just said to me, but I did have bruises for some reason. My legs were a bit bruised and they weren't probably looking great. But he said to me, I'll never forget him saying, I don't think shorts suit you. Now, I have had that. That's been my thing for like 20 years. I can't wear shorts.
Really?
But
you're lucky he didn't say you're just like an apple that's been dropped, a couple of bruises.
Well, that would have been better. He just went, yeah, I don't think shorts suit you.
Oh, that's harsh. I would never say that to anyone.
He didn't need... I just realised he's been saying that to you since we started working with you, Nick. I wear shorts every day.
I wear shorts every day and I'll never change.
And Fev keeps saying, why are you wearing shorts? You need to wear pants. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I've been witnessing in the studio. But anyway, that stuck with me.
It would.
I also remember... another boyfriend telling me, it was sort of what Bryce said. He was telling me that one of his friends had said, she's not your type. And when you hear that as a girl, you go, it's such a neg. Like, it's so negative.
You'd
like
wait to at least a year or two in to say that.
Ever need to say
no,
it?
No, when she said, I would say, like, I would have just said to her then, yeah, of course you're my type. Like, you're great. I think you're amazing. Bang. And then a year later when you're still together, go, remember when you asked me that question? You were not my type, but I'm so glad that I persisted with this because I am so in love with you.
Have you ever been too honest in your relationships?
When I was 18 and I was trying to get my self-confidence up.
Oh! Okay. Can I ask Nick? Nick, do you think have you ever, even with Luke, are there things you go, I'm just going
to bite my tongue. Have you seen Luke? She just says yes to everything.
Yeah. I'm batting out of my league here. I don't want to stuff that up. Yep. What do you think? What are you? Good. Yep.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Penny, have you had a partner be a little too honest with you?
Yeah. So I was starting to go to the gym with my partner at the time, and I have a lot of issues with, like, my confidence. And so I had just taken off my jumper, and I was wearing, like, a sports shirt. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me, and he's like, we can see your nipples. And I'm just like, oh. Okay, and she's like, yeah, and it was like this really awkward moment, and so I had to put my jumper on for the rest of the gym session because I was just so self-conscious that he had just decided to let me know.
Yeah, I bet. Did he, was he sort of saying, put a top on, that's inappropriate?
He wouldn't have said that.
No, he didn't directly say that, but I could get the feeling, like, the way he was looking at me, he was like, you probably should cover up, like, it's not really appropriate. Wow. It's very awkward.
Oh, I can tell it's awkward. Sure. But it's
my
sort of
wife
flattering.
Will say that to me at the beach. I can see your nipples. I'm like, I don't have a shirt on. She's like, please put one on. You're a pale mess. Please, cover up.
My nipples often go hard in here. And you say, remember you? When they go hard through my shirt?
I don't think I've ever mentioned your nipples.
Yeah,
have
Faye's never said that.
Well, Byron, someone used to go, why are your nipples so hard? I'm like, oh, well, I'm sure
I've never said that. And I certainly wouldn't be looking at females in the team.
Why don't we just report all the people here to HR and they'll figure it out?
That's just natural, isn't it, that your nipples show?
You're really giving them a red hot go at the moment. What are you doing there?
And we don't want to make him feel bad. Good job, Feb.
Yeah.
Good job playing.
Got them nice and perky.
So there you go.
Adam in Wyndham Vale. Hi, Adam.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, Adam. Now, have you been a bit honest in a relationship?
I am the key to honesty. I am the honest man. But, yes, I was a bit too honest in a relationship early days.
What did you say?
In my relationships with the other gender. So what happened was I was with this chick for 4 years from about 13 up until I was about 17, roughly. And
numbers out.
I loved it. I loved her. I really did. She was a great chick. She was really happy all the time. But
what did you do?
She had this voice that would make you want to scratch your eyes out. So I told her, I said, look, I really, really love you, but I can't stand your voice. Your voice is so irritating.
Adam?
And that's the end of that chapter.
Yeah, because you can't change your voice.
And also, don't scratch your eyes out. You can still hear her. Like, pierce your eardrums. Put headphones in. Wow. You still want to be able to see.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, let's have lobster chat.
Oh, yes.
Now, you probably read the news when Defence Minister Linda Reynolds had that cardiac emergency. She had to go to hospital. And obviously everything that she had planned that day got cancelled, including the National Press Club lunch. But unfortunately, it was a very expensive lunch. They had imported champagne-poached Western Australian lobsters.
Yum.
So the whole National Press Club were going to be served these lobsters. I mean, it does raise a question, is that necessary?
Yes, all... if you're going.
Really?
Oh, yeah. For us, it's not.
But these are government. I think that we're paying for that. Surely that's taxpayers paying for the champagne poached Western Australian lobsters.
Well, is that why? Are they supporting the West Australian lobster farmers or whatever they're called? Because China's not buying the lobster, so they, you know.
Is that right? Yeah. Maybe.
Still could have just bought food at a cafe down the street. But
so many ships sitting out there with all the stock on it that aren't allowed into the ports.
Yeah, true. Well, they bought 220 lobsters for this lunch. Lunch got cancelled because the Defence Minister couldn't make it.
By the way, you'll never see me eat lobster.
You're not a seafood man, are you?
No, I love seafood, but because of my shaky hands, the amount of time it takes, the time taken versus food gotten out of a lobster.
Really?
No good with my shaky hands.
Shaky hands can't even do a lobster.
No. Oh, it can, but slowly. Okay. Slowly.
You get all the legs, all the meat out of the legs, which is the best part.
You just suck them out, don't you?
Yeah, I don't. I bypass it. I just eat
the
what's
flesh
in
the middle.
Yeah. And just leave all the meat in the legs.
Too hard, mate. Just get another one.
Okay. Let me just tell you this. So 220 lobsters, they had to end up selling. they wanted to recoup some money because obviously that was a lot of money on 220 lobsters. So they started selling them. They sent a tweet out the other day. It's Lobster Day at the National Press Club. Don't miss out on these lobsters for just $10.
Oh, wow. Was this Melbourne?
No, in Canberra. Oh. So apparently they sold out in 72 minutes.
Of course.
For $10 a lobster. But I just, like, if you think about how much money they recoup. So they lost $11,000. They made $2,000 out of selling them. Yeah. Is that worth it?
Depends where they put that $2,000. If they went to the Cass and loaded up or they...
What's the Cass?
Casino.
Oh, okay. I don't think the members of Parliament are heading off to the casino with the money they made from lobsters.
What's going on in Parliament at the moment? It's the least they could do. Like, they're in a bit of froth and bubble. I watched Parliament yesterday. Oh.
Did you watch Question Time?
Hold on. Fev's TV switches between Call of Duty and Question Time.
Yeah, ScoMo. You know how many times he said,
"What happens in your brain?"
What happens in his brain? Because he speaks.
Yeah.
And the amount of times he says, "Mr. Speaker," is he thinking about what he's going to talk about?
No, they all do it.
But he says it after three questions, three things. He goes, "Now I was in this here, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker. Shut up.
Like, you've nailed that.
Yes,
that
too
is
much.
That is a beat for him to think about to what think he's about, saying.
That's what I reckon he's doing. He's processing. And he's always looking. I'm like, is he reading off something? Is someone telling him something? Because... He's not looking at anything. He's looking at the wall.
Mr. Speaker, I forgot to bring my wallet. Mr. Speaker, do you have $10, Mr. Speaker?
Josh Frydenberg's in the background scratching his head, not even listening, and the opposition leader's going, It was good.
Stage do you flick back to Call of Duty?
when like one of the cabinet people in the backbench stand up and ask, "Well, I'm looking after the natural here and the regional." Well, shut up, mate. I want to hear about the good stuff.
101.9 The Fox.
Breakups are never fun. They're always a bit of a tricky period of your life. There's a few weeks of feeling a bit melancholy and sad, and you turn to often music to get you through. And people are reading into Kim Kardashian's breakup with Kanye on her Instagram stories yesterday. What was that?
The Kardashians.
Oh, the Kardashians jingle. I thought it was like is it a Mitre 10 ad.
Yeah, is that their jingle?
What is that?
That is apparently the Keeping Up With You watch it, Keeping Up With The Kardashians.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's a Jewel-X commercial.
I reckon someone's done a little number on you.
Kim Kardashian posted some Insta stories the other day, and it was sort of looking through a window.
Yeah.
To Olivia Rodrigo's chart topper driver's license.
Oh, wow. And
people are loving that. Still one of the most downloaded songs in the world. And obviously, it centers on a really painful breakup. Darcy, our producer, who's very happily in a relationship, can't get enough of this song. Darcy, what is it about the song?
That bridge just gets me every time, that beat they're playing now.
Bridge? What's that mean?
Bridge. I heard somebody reference that the other day.
You mean chorus?
No, it only plays once in the song. Intense bit.
What's Ben think about this?
The other day I said to Ben, "Oh my God, just can you imagine just going through a breakup and listening to this?" And he said, "Do you want me to dump you? Just so you can do it."
That's Kim's song. It is a bit sad, and I can imagine if I was going through a breakup, I reckon I'd get right into that.
What's your song, breakup
song? I've got some go-tos.
I've had a few.
Well, yeah, I go back to my first. Like, I think about my first breakup when I was sort of like 18, 19, so we're talking mid-90s, and it was just smack bang in the Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette. I mean, come on, that's a classic. Because you get angsty, and it's sort of that revenge song. But this also, a classic disco song, I used to really spin a lot. Walk out the door, just turn around now, because you're not welcome anymore.
Did you play that song in the Uber when you walked out of a 7-Eleven at 2 in the morning with ice cream and you saw your ex?
No, that is a sad story where I was really heartbroken and I went in for an ice cream at midnight, and he was coming back from a nightclub with all his mates. And there I was in my pyjamas and Ugg boots with a tub of ice cream.
I think you're winning.
Walk out the door.
Sounds way better.
You got one, Cody?
Well, yeah, when you break up with somebody in high school. I went to high school early 2000s. And, you get down and you feel a little bit blue. I'm blue. Just sad me getting around on my Mongoose villain. Who wants a dink?
What about
Can't give my girlfriend a lift anymore.
My breakup song was a song where I didn't really, when I broke up with other girls, I didn't really care. But when Schnooksie divorced me, it's quite sad.
The ultimate breakup.
The ultimate breakup, because everything was gone. And she said, "You remind me of this song." It's by Katy Perry, and I love Katy Perry.
Hang on, you...
And she said to me, "This song is about you. Listen to the lyrics. You can turn your life around. It's not all done."
Oh, that's beautiful.
And when you listen to this song, it actually explains pretty much my life. So this is a
That says a lot
song.
About Alex. Yeah. Like she has turned, she said, "You go and dig deep," yeah. And I love that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
I thought she meant that you just blow up
on
years.
Don't make a joke of it, mate. It's upsetting.
Oh, that's really sweet.
But now we're back!
Another go to Adele. Like Adele.
Yeah,
like
Adele,
hello.
Yeah.
Have you got that one, Josiah?
Say hello.
Hey, this is fun. 131060, call in. What's your breakup song? Like, what's it? And we'll try to find them for you and play them. Share your. Oh, how can.
Maybe
you're
going through a breakup now.
Song?
Gives a buzz.
Hello.
Is this me you're looking for?
Me. Hey, you know, did you know Adele's got a new album coming out and she has said it's not going to be about breakups? Does she not know what paid for all her mansions?
Yeah,
this is what. This
sad.
Is why. Yeah.
131060 breakup songs.
Joanne, what's your breakup song? Let's relive it with you.
Hi, Fifi. Hi, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, Joanne.
Back in 1999, it was Roxette. It Must Have Been Love.
Yeah.
Oh, good song.
But it's over now.
That could be
it
a banger tomorrow.
It must have been love.
Good song.
But I lost it somehow.
I'm with you, Joanne. Oh, that is one of the classics.
You can save that. Put that in the bag for next time.
I was in year 9 and I remember I had a massive crush on a guy and I was singing that. I went on holiday with my dad to Bali and I was just singing Roxette the whole time.
Was that the American dude?
Oh, that was fun.
We tried to contact?
Not when I was, no, that was in my 20s. That was another boyfriend. Denise, thanks, Joanne. Denise in Bandura. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Denise. Take us down memory lane. What was the breakup song you loved?
It was Boys to Men.
And come to the end of the road.
God, wish you would do it.
I can't let go.
Come on, Nick.
Every time. It's still
done. Denise, it's the best. Hey, you know what we should do? We should do like a night. Like a, you know how we often do hookup parties, like, you know, desperate and dateless parties. We should just do a breakup song party.
Then we'd have to go.
Yeah. I'd go for all this.
Okay.
Just to relive all these songs.
Jeez. That's sad, no?
It is actually a little sad. Just standing around the room.
But then they end up hooking up and, oh, it'd be amazing. This is a good idea.
Yeah.
Drop that down, Leon.
Denise, thank you. Ashley in Sunbury. Ashley, what is your breakup song?
Hi, guys. My breakup song was Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh,
yeah. To call me off. Like never... Leppin' and then I will nothing.
Good
yes,
tune.
Good one, Ashley. Like, so, that's a good one. That's
great song.
Magpies there in the background.
Yeah, she's in Sunbury.
That is a good breakup song. I love that. Gautier. Sure. What happened to Gautier?
Still getting the face paint off.
Yeah.
He's still, a lot of paint. A lot of paint. He's still in the shower.
Chris in Seaford. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good Chris. You're the first bloke who's called in. I'm looking forward to this. What's your breakup song?
First, can I say I'm single and I've got a huge crush on you, Fifi.
Oh, Chris. Well,
I'm so happy you said crush on you.
This could play out well, Chris, because if you're about to play what I think you're about to play, it's one of my favourites.
Oh, every time. Yes. Whitesnake.
Whitesnake!
I go again on my own. Like a drifter, I best want to walk alone. Oh,
got
Chris.
Fifi up and about, hasn't it? Well done, Chris.
But I made up my mind.
Just slide into her DMs, mate, and we can probably sort that out.
Chris, you've made my day there, if that's anything. I love that song.
Nick, did you?
I picture that being played out of the, it's really loud, out of the windows of a white VC Commodore. That's what I've got in my head for some reason. Windows down, just banging.
Got that, you know, when the old, like the VR, the VN Commodores or the Utes, the old vans, have got the real little sunroof.
Yeah.
Have that little perked up, the arm out, cruising down the freeway.
Flicking darts, not in summer.
Nick did just say, Boxy, I know we've got to go because Tim Lee's about to spin it for 90 minutes commercial free. Mm-hmm. But he did say that this is his song, but he didn't want to do it on air.
What is your breakup song?
This was his breakup song to whoever he was with at the time.
But you got me on the counter. That wasn't me. Saw me kissing on the
sofa. You dirty dog.
Feel like you're living at a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne. 101, this is